Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
That time of the week where we put all of your medical questions to our GP, and Dr. Niall Breen from the Portmarnock GP Clinic is with me in studio to answer all of your queries today. Niall, how are you?
Keeping well, thanks.
Yeah, good. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Listener says they've sore eyes for a couple of weeks, Niall. They're trying to get, they've trying the eye drops for dry eyes. It's not working. When they wake up, they're even sore in the morning. Have you any thoughts or advice?
That's somebody who I think should probably see their optician and get the pressure in their eyes tested. So that's something you can do. You probably have to make an appointment. But I would get the pressures in your eyes tested. It depends on the person's age. So if it's a young person, could be kind of a virally type thing doing the rounds. If they're that little bit older, it could mean something else. So my first protocol there would be to get my the pressure in my eyes tested and then consider following up with my own doctor.
Okay, so it's the optician is the first place they need to go.
I think so. And when it's both sides,
well,
and it's kind
sore.
Of a bit of, yeah, and it could be pressure related. So I'd like, if I see somebody who has something like that, I'll do all my appraisals, but I like to outrule that as well. So if I don't see anything really obvious, I'll get them to check with their optician and then kind of link back in with me. So that's probably something that they could do proactively.
Can I get holiday vaccines like cholera at the chemist or doctor's surgery, and are they free with a medical card?
Well, they aren't free with the medical card. Because if I do an awful lot of travel medicine, and we have to buy and store the vaccines ourselves, and so we don't get any money towards those. So unfortunately, they aren't free on the medical card. About the chemist, I'm not sure. Maybe some offer, maybe some don't. But I mean, I would usually say you're better off if you're planning a trip to sit down with a doctor who can go through it with you, because you may need preventatives for malaria. I think when I was here a couple of weeks ago, we had a question about Zika.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are kind of climbing mountains and doing really off-piste things. So you could say I'm biased, but I would probably go along to a doctor, I think.
Just a follow-up message, different listener. Somebody 70s and 30s heading to South Africa in a couple of weeks. Do we need any vaccines? Because the travel agent said we didn't.
Generally speaking, if you're going to somewhere like South Africa, it's a very safe place. But would you get vaccines? I would usually recommend a couple for there, usually hepatitis A and typhoid, because both of those are spread by contaminated food and water. So it really, again, it just depends on a risk assessment of the person. If the person's going to be going like really off the beaten track for long periods, they're going to be at increased risk of things like that are foodborne, like not doing anything cavalier. So they're not bungee jumping or getting a tattoo or doing anything a bit different.
I'd say a vineyard might be about the height of it. But
well, I mean, yeah, they will be probably drinking a bit if they're in a vineyard.
Yeah.
I'd say a vineyard is very, very safe. But in general terms, I would usually cover people against foodborne things. I would,
so
for South Africa.
So typhoid A and
typhoid and hepatitis A.
Hepatitis
usually.
A and typhoid.
Yeah.
Okay. This listener is wondering, is it a myth that drinking coffee depletes the vitamins you consume from food? I never heard that before.
I haven't heard that before. I do know, though, that sometimes people's habits can have unintended secondary effects. So if you have somebody who, say, skips breakfast and skips lunch and survives on coffee, then as a result, they will be kind of not getting the right things that they're meant to be getting in their diet. But if you have somebody who drinks coffee and has a regular balanced diet, for the large part, I wouldn't have a major issue with that. I suppose, again, the person for that might be a Koru registered dietitian who, that's their bread and butter.
That's who they need to go to. Okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have thought so.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Dr. Niall Breen this afternoon. I've constant headaches where it hurts to even cough or sneeze, but it doesn't hurt when I blow my nose. I can't get my GP to take it seriously, says this listener.
Okay, well, it sounds like they've already been to their doctor about it anyway. Okay, maybe there's a sort of a mismatch in what is intended for the, you know, what the GP is saying to the person, or maybe they're right, maybe it isn't being taken seriously. If they've constant headaches and it kind of hurts to cough and sneeze, well, you'd also want to know how long is that happening for. You'd also want to know, are they taking any medications? It sounds like when you have that when somebody coughs, it sounds like a sinusy thing. So the sinuses are sort of cavities or holes in your face, basically. And if muck and mucus and things like that get in there, it can be difficult to shift. And as with motion, it can kind of roll around a lot. And because it's pressing on the bone in your face, it can be quite painful. So something like that, it could be that it's sinusitis. What could have happened here, and I don't know, is the person could have been advised that it'll settle with time and that they can't give a particular medication for it, and that they just have to sit it out a little bit, because in the high 90% of sinusitis is viral. So you just advise people to take pain relief and stuff like that. But I wasn't there, so I don't know about it being taken seriously thing. But it sounds to me like something sinusy, and I would make sure they're kind of taking the appropriate over-the-counter remedies as a start.
Listener says they have a burning feeling in their chest and throat. Their throat isn't sore to swallow and haven't got a cough or anything, but they just feel miserable, a little bit shivery and exhausted. Do I need to go to the doctor, or is it just fluids and a rest job?
Well, the first thing I'd do is would take a COVID test and just make sure, because it's still about, it's not as severe for most people as it was, but I would do a COVID test. And again, we don't know how long this is happening for. If it was day one or two or three even, I'd probably be considering just fluids and rest. If they don't have anything underlying, if they're asthmatic or something else, might be different. But I think it probably is a fluids and rest job with a COVID test.
A little bit of a COVID test as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Listener has they have a needle sharp pain in their nose, and it's been there for the last 2 months. I'm also blowing that side of my nose now quite regularly. Any idea what it could be?
Now, that I would get looked at, because if you're getting quite a sharp pain inside on the nose, especially if it's on one side, they said that side of the nose.
Yeah, it's just one side, and it's for 2 months they have it.
Yeah, I would definitely get that looked at, because they could have a little ulcer or something like that in there. And anything that's not healing in and around those nasal areas needs to be looked at by a doctor. So I would get that
looked at. That's a GP appointment.
Yeah, I think I would.
Please ask Niall how to clear tonsil stones.
Tonsil stones. So gargling with fizzy stuff can sometimes help. That effervescence can help it.
Is this the white spots?
No. So the white spots are usually from an infection. The tonsil stones are a sort of a very hardened, if you can kind of think of like a very hard sour cream kind of appearance. I know. And it gets
lovely.
Yeah. It's not the nicest, but people do present with that from time to time. And I've only once or twice been able to successfully pull it out with a kind of a tweezers.